everybody. Welcome back to Flip and Flix. I'm Sam.
I'm Adam.
I'm Tim.
I thought she was, I didn't know what you were going for there.
Nothing.
Because you went like kind of a deeper tone.
I tried, yeah.
Like, is that the, as deep as you can go?
No.
Hey, everybody.
Oh.
Oh, man. Back with another potential flick. These were movies. I'm just going to blow past you. These were movies that we put on a list that sat there and died on said list until now. And so this week I'm up to bat and I picked The Big Bounce, which the synopsis for this one is a small time con artist and a Hawaiian real estate developer's mischievous, enterprising mistress team up for a potential $200,000 score. This one's rentable. I don't think it's anywhere, right?
Tim, yeah, it wasn't.
Amazon.
It's a rentable. So if you do want to see this movie from 2004, you're going to have to pay for it as of now.
It is definitely a 2004 film.
Oh, yeah. It's 100% 2004.
Yeah.
Like the jokes, we'll get into it.
Yeah.
I was just going to say this ended up on the list. It's a funny story because there used to be a plugin for Google Chat that was like a bot that would give you a new Owen Wilson wow image.
Oh, yeah.
And so Adam would send it to me every day at work. It was like a religious ritual that we had.
That was my API.
Yeah. And then one of the days, all that showed up was like the feet of the mermaid, because I guess that's the one time he says wow in this movie.
Wow.
But like when it came up, I didn't know it was feet of a mermaid.
That's the only
time I noticed it. I was like, what the fuck is this? And so I wrote it down and I was like, The Big Bounce, whatever. I'm just going to write it down and we'll watch it for the pod because I have no idea what the fuck this is except Owen Wilson's in it. So that's why I chose it.
And there you have
And there you have
it. That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got a good origin story.
Does it?
My just spamming you of Owen Wilson wows every single day.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Is that on brand for me, Tim?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm one of those weird people that have the wow button on my phone.
Yeah.
I haven't used it in a long time.
I used to have it. I don't have it anymore. Didn't use it enough.
Oh, it's not on this phone.
Oh, man.
Dun, dun, dun.
Gotta download it.
I might have to.
But let's talk about the cast. Besides Owen Wilson, there are some big people in this. We've got Morgan Freeman. We've got Gary Sinise. Fucking Willie Nelson is in this movie.
That one was surprising.
As like a random side role.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, is that really Willie?
Yeah. Like, it makes no sense for
Just when they're playing dominoes. Yeah.
Well, he was just the sheriff.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. But.
And I was like, is that Willie Nelson? And then he came back later and I was like, oh, okay, I guess it was.
And then you've got Charlie Sheen, who I always get confused now when I see in the wild, because like he totally fell off the face of the earth after the whole tiger blood thing. Yeah.
Yeah, he got sick and now he's really old.
I know, but
he's not even that old. He's not even 60.
It's bizarre to me to like see him because I just forget that he was a thing.
Well, we watched Two and a Half Men.
He used to be the highest paid actor in Hollywood.
Was he really the highest?
Yeah, he was for a while.
I did not realize that.
Two and a Half Men, probably.
Yeah.
Like, that was on
Forever. Two and a Half Men, and he was just dropping comedies that were just raunchy and silly, and people were eating them up.
Yeah.
Because he always parodied all the, like, action heroes.
Yeah. Dude,
I mean, he was even in, like, Scary Movie 3 or something. He died from a boner. Actually, no, he died from falling out of a window and landed on his boner.
Nice. That sounds like a Charlie Sheen acting role.
There was actually more to it, but we're not going to go into that. Because he does not die that way in this movie. Nor does he die at all.
Mm-mm, he doesn't.
He instead gets cock blocked by his wife.
Yeah.
Probably for the best for him. Bob Jr., he shouldn't have been a friend or a fan of Gary Sinise's character. Did you catch the background, Sam?
Mm-mm.
Did you look confused? So. Okay. So, like, the whole idea was this dude came in and paid about 50% of what the land was worth from Bob Sr.
Gotcha.
So, basically, Bob Jr. got screwed.
Yeah. So
and now he works for the man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I was very surprised, I guess, by all the people that were in on the con. Like, I understood that Nancy wasn't going to be by herself, but then all of a sudden, what's-his-face's wife is in it. Morgan Freeman's in on it.
Like, yeah, just, that was just it's like fucking weird.
At the end, they were like, just throw everybody in on the con. It's fine.
Jack knew about it?
I mean, it was pretty, like...
Wait, Jack was the
main
character.
To figure out that the whole time, and I was like, well, he's definitely in on it. He's definitely in on it. But then I was trying to figure out what Owen Wilson's character's angle was, because you knew there was going to be something silly with him, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, was Morgan Freeman the judge?
Yes.
So he was a judge and real estate person.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. He just... Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. That's fine. It was just funny, because Sam, in the synopsis, it just says real estate agent.
Yeah.
So I was like, wasn't he a judge?
Yeah.
Right.
Which was just funny. The whole thing was, it was a weird movie.
Yeah. And you guys had a point that it's very 2000s. So like what did you want to say about that? I feel like I should yield the floor.
It was just the
that.
Overall feel and stuff.
I don't
I mean,
know.
It was very much an Owen Wilson, you know.
2004
film.
Like, yeah. And like some of the jokes, like in relation to like just women in general, like just oogling and ogling over bodies, like, I mean, it still happens in movies, but there was a good chunk of time where it's just Owen Wilson staring.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's weird. And then I found out that this movie was originally rated NC-17.
Why?
Huh. Like, for the amount of language.
Okay.
And nudity.
Interesting.
Okay. First cut, NC-17. Second cut, rated R. Okay. Third cut, rated PG-13. They removed every fuck from this movie by just dubbing over it in post.
That's funny.
The director, George Armitage, you might have seen other movies like Gross Point Blank of his.
Okay.
Mm.
Was so pissed off about this, all these changes, that he just fucking stormed out and quit.
That's funny.
So like he quit after the movie was done, like basically done. It was in the editing room, right? And they were just chopping his movie apart because they didn't want to sell a rated R film.
I kind of wonder that because there's a lot of random surfing scenes. Did you guys notice that?
That's like, true, actually. Few... Yeah, like they're kind of like cut scenes or whatever. You know, it's like...
There's a good 5 minutes of surfing.
Yeah, like sometimes it was Owen Wilson surfing, but not like in the ocean, you know what I mean? But like a lot of the times it was just like, here's a wave. Here's some people surfing. And I was like,
yeah, that's... now you say that. That's like,
did they just add a bunch of filler?
I think they did. Because at some point there's some like B-roll of like Hawaii or wherever.
Yeah, there's
they
always going
to
be.
Too. Yeah. So I was like, I noticed it. It wasn't so bad as Slayers that I was like, Jesus Christ, what's going on? But like it at least triggered in my brain of like, that's a lot.
Yeah. That's kind of wild. I noticed it, but like I enjoy watching surfing, I guess, because I'm just fascinated by it. So when I go up in the air on an object, typically it doesn't stay attached to my feet. I separate from it. And you watch these surfers like do these cool shit. And I'm like, man, I want to learn how to surf.
Yeah.
I never learned to skateboard either.
It's like, no thanks.
You have no interest in that? You hate water.
Yeah, I'm good.
You're good? Sam?
I would learn. I wouldn't be good at it. But I would like go on vacation to Hawaii and do a couple lessons. Fuck it. What do I
mean, I would definitely do something like that and like experience it, because there's a big cultural thing about like surfing and stuff, and that would be interesting to see and like be a little bit a part of. But I just don't think I would pick it up all the time. I don't know though, because I like water sports a lot. I like being tugged by a boat and doing all sorts of stuff like that. And that's somewhat similar in certain aspects. And I enjoy it, so I don't know. I could end up being addicted to it, but at first glance, I'm like, I'm good. I'll pass. I'm good.
Now, Owen Wilson seems like he just seems like a surfer guy. I don't know why. I think it's his blonde flowing hair.
Mm-hmm.
His hair is just whole demeanor.
He just seems like a beach bum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Kind of what he was.
Exactly,
yeah, I know.
Right?
Definitely in this film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons I didn't knock them on like all of the surfing shots and stuff is because to me, I was like, oh, they're just trying to put the feel of Hawaii, because they also have like the SpongeBob music and the saxophone like things. Like, I was just like, they're just going for like a tropical vibe. Like,
yeah, that's how I felt too. So like, I just never noticed it. It was
cohesive. Right. Yeah. But I am very shocked. I feel like I didn't react to this properly, that the initial cut was NC-17. Like, why the fuck?
That's hard to get that rating.
Like, yeah, it's a completely different movie. That was
kind of surprising. Yeah.
They showed full penetration. No, I'm just kidding.
Full penetration.
Now, if they did that, good for you guys. You tried something. But it was during the era where rated R comedies just did not sell.
They didn't, yeah.
Like, here, let me
stick.
These are the 2004 comedies it went up against.
Okay.
51st.
Smashed.
51st Dates.
The first one already. That one's such a like icon. Yeah.
Dodgeball.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I knew that one was coming too. Dodgeball. Those two, like, those were the two that came to mind when you started that list. Yeah.
Meet the Fockers.
Mm-hmm. That did well.
Anchorman.
Oh, yeah.
Starsky and Hutch. Along Came Polly. Princess Diaries 2, Mean Girls, Cheaper by the Dozen. Now, not all of those are bangers, but they all did well.
Pretty high up there.
They all did amazing. I'm just saying that about Cheaper by the Dozen.
Cheaper by the Dozen was a remake, though. So, like, it didn't necessarily even have this. To do... Oh. Well, I didn't know that.
From 1967. And the author of the book... By the way, this was a book.
Okay.
Didn't like either of them.
That's funny. I was going to say, though, that like Cheaper by the Dozen would have just drawn the remake crowd, like the people or the family friendly crowd, because it's not like
it's got family friendly
man with your child.
Right.
You could. It's just probably going to be weird.
Yeah.
When Sex Panther comes out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's an insane year for comedy. And I miss the years where we got that many like comedy films that were just all bangers. Right.
Yeah, I think I don't know if we've talked about this. I feel
I know
like
you
we
and
have,
I have.
That like the 2000s was like, there was a lot of comedy and there were a lot of well done, I guess is the wrong word, but like crowd favorites is probably a better word for it, comedies. And like, I don't know that we've had that since then.
It's just because they don't sell as well. So people make them less.
Yeah.
Is it because... And stop me if we've had this conversation. Is it because people don't find the same things funny anymore? Like, we all can't agree on what's funny?
No.
Like, I think
it's because
funny?
People are in the zone of being offended. And if you're offended, you're a victim. And if you're a victim, you're owed something. So I think that's what it is.
See, I would completely go different. I would say that in the day of streaming, they don't get as much money back if a film is just going directly to streaming as they do in theaters. And Tim, would you go see a comedy in theater, or would you go see Top Gun 2 in theater? You're going to go see Top Gun 2.
Yeah, you're not something that's impactful like that. I mean, I used to spend a lot of times regardless if I saw a movie that I wanted to watch. But again, that was before streaming.
Yeah.
Right. So
it's like I used to go to the movie theater all the time. Didn't matter what movie I wanted to see. Exactly. I would go see it. But nowadays, it's more of like, let's go to the IMAX and watch a cool movie like Top Gun 2. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
so
that like something deserves that's like, blah, the theater.
You know?
Yeah.
So what's happening is kids' movies are selling really well in theaters and giant action films. It's kind of part of the reason why we have so many superhero films.
Yeah.
It's because people feel like they need to see those in theaters.
Right. I would agree with that.
Thank you, Matt Damon, for I'm going to steal all your shit.
Matt Damon.
Yeah, apparently that was what Matt Damon was talking about in his Hot Ones episode years ago.
Interesting. Was
I? But like some people miss the ability to laugh in a theater with everybody. Sometimes comedies just hit better when everybody around you is laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I used to not enjoy stand-up, for instance. And I bet if I went to a stand-up like show, it'd be a lot funnier than me watching it on my TV.
Mm. Yeah.
Because sometimes you don't realize something. I don't know. I need a laugh track sometimes, guys. That's what I'm learning.
Yeah.
Tell me what's funny.
That's funny. Well, I would say, though, I guess to get back to this movie is like...
We divert.
It's not totally funny, though.
Like, no. There's so much nothing in
like,
this movie.
I mean, it's
kind of weird.
I guess you mark it as a comedy, but like, it's not like.
But it's not a drama.
Almost like you do that because nothing else fit.
Yeah.
And oh, it's like comedy's sometimes a catch-all.
Yeah, it's like a crime movie, like a heist film.
Yeah.
But like that's just kind of a side thing.
Right.
Yeah, like it's not so like of course it didn't do well compared to all of those comedy movies because those are comedies.
They're this comedy is like, movies. Yeah, they're good movies. Yeah.
Like this one is like there were some funny scenes, like don't get me wrong, like the two scenes that I thought were hilarious were when that one chick calls him on the phone and is like, "Did you steal my cell phone?
Dude,
did
right?
Victor call?" Like that was just funny to me. I was like yeah. Okay.
It was so stupid, but at the same time it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was just like very different. Like I was like not expecting it. And then the other one that I thought was funny was when they were naked and they broke into the house and then the lady basically just doesn't care. Just like, and
get she's a like, room, get a yeah. room. Yeah. I thought about that scene a lot. I was like, what would I do if I saw two naked people just in my Dude. House? And like
yeah,
that's I would the, be
like, you'd have a hard time saying it was self-defense if you had to hurt them in any way.
I right? know. So here's a new movie idea. I actually wrote this down. The Naked Bandits.
There you go.
And the whole okay. movie is a heist film about how these people always like break into people's houses naked.
And they get away yeah. with it because people are just like caught off
guard. That would hit. That would. I don't know. I don't think that would work very long because it would hit the news pretty quickly.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
It would.
And then it would be like, okay, if there's naked people in your house,
yeah.
they're to rob you. You know?
But here's the thing. They never rob. They just put random shit in other people's houses.
Something right. like that.
They like,
it's oh,
like,
that's kind of funny, actually.
It's like they're just like leaving stuff in other people's houses that's theirs as a yeah. joke.
Oh, man. And then it doesn't go reported because people are just like, how did I get this thing? I don't know.
Right.
I probably picked it up,
from?
Right? Yeah.
Like, what is
it
this?
It actually would be really funny because we used to do stuff like that with my parents, with Eric's parents and everybody. You know, change out like certain things or do something like put up paintings that weren't theirs. They were like random painting. And it's pretty funny to see their reaction. So like it would be funny knowing you did it, but you're like, the reaction would be what's worth it, right?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't get to see the reaction without putting a camera illegally in somebody's house.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like I've seen videos online of people changing out the photos, every single family photo of just something stupid, like Obi-Wan Kenobi's face.
That's amazing.
That's pretty good.
Just something stupid.
Yeah.
Similar to what you were doing, Tim.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite quote came from Morgan Freeman's character.
Okay.
Mm.
God is just an imaginary friend for
grown-ups. I knew it was gonna be that one. Well, they said it like three times. Like they made sure to really drive that home. But I don't know. I've never thought about it like that. I was like, nice.
Yeah, it was. I don't. Yeah, it was like kind of like, wait, what did he just say? That's pretty funny.
Especially coming from Morgan Freeman when he was in Bruce yeah. Almighty. It's like full
as
circle.
God.
Yeah.
Wait, was Bruce Almighty before or after this?
I don't know.
See, there's another movie he had to compete near, like
near-ish, probably.
2003, Bruce Almighty. So this had happened after Bruce yeah. Almighty.
See?
That's funny.
He was already God, and yeah. he called himself an imaginary friend for grown-ups. But, like, back to the who it's competing against. Mm-hmm. You have Jim Carrey and Bruce Almighty. Movie's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, so I did the math, by the way.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He said $250 a day. And then I thought he bumped it up to 300
for like cleaning. And
but I thought it was a week.
Oh, was it a week? I thought he said a day. I was like 300.
I thought he said week.
Probably a week. Week makes
$300 a day back then.
$72,000.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. But
that's
I'm like
over.
Trying to think of
it would be over.
I mean,
you had,
your money had more buying power back then.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Especially
like the equivalency of that to now is probably like double. If not, you know.
Yeah, it's about 107.
Really? That's it?
Yep. Hmm. 2004 is only 30 years. Now, if you go 40 years, it would be more than double.
You mean 20 years?
20 years. Yeah, nah. 30 years. Yeah. I decided to make myself 40.
Older.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
I must have missed that birthday trip.
Yeah, we leap yeared a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but I was going to say that, like, $70,000 for like a beach bum who's just like living in Hawaii.
Yeah, not bad.
Like that's to like basically like fix some showers and shit.
Tim is probably right. Tim is probably yeah. right.
It's a pretty plush life.
Still, what? $300 a week for 52 weeks is over 15 grand. $15,600. It's probably under the table, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, there you have it.
And again, he's not doing that much work. So, like...
Oh, by the way, right. You're also the plumber.
Yeah. And the cook.
Yeah.
I didn't see him cook once.
No.
But that's fine. That's fine.
It's fine.
I don't know what he would have, like, where would he have been the cook? Like,
I know.
I don't understand. That itself would have been a full-time job, I feel like.
Yeah. Is there, like, a clubhouse or something?
And that's no, he just said he had bungalows.
So he's just like, yeah, just cook bungalows. And deliver pizza. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Here's your PB&J for the night.
You know what I'm realizing is we never talked about the baseball bat scene.
Oh, the beginning scene? Yeah.
The first scene.
It's pretty funny.
Oh, that was hilarious. Like, well, you're big and kind of scary. It was a really good scary.
Opener for the movie, I'll be honest.
Yeah. It's just like, well, why do you got a baseball bat? Well, you're kind of big and scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to clock you in the face.
And he was full on, like, I think about this stuff all the time. It's like, he was full on in the legal right to do what he did. Like, he literally said, I'm going to hit you with this. Like,
if you lunge at me, yeah. I will hit you.
I'm going to hit you with this. He said it like 3 times, and then he fucking hits him with like,
yeah.
Just smacks him in the jaw. Dude. Then yeah. The dude's got the neck brace on.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
What a wild part of the film. Like, all this stuff happens, but also nothing happens. And then they right. steal the money, and then it's kind of just over.
I think the reason it feels like nothing happens is all of the surfing cutscenes and also all of the just like lovey-dovey scenes. Like, there's just a lot of their, like, Nancy and his relationship and like, oh, we're having fun. Ooh, we're breaking right. into people's houses. Like, ooh, that's why it feels cars. Like nothing really happens because, like, you've got all that shit in between the actual plot that's going forward.
Mm.
Yeah, the secondary story.
Yeah.
Not really there.
Mm-hmm. But he ends up with number 9.
He does end up with number 9.
Which is hilarious.
I was wondering where that was going to go.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't expect, for some weird reason, I was like, oh, maybe he's going to give it to all those people that were protesting out the hotel at first.
That would have been interesting. Yeah.
But I mean, it's just like, oh, fuck, what's the movie, Sam, that we watched last year for the podcast? Steve Martin. They're con artists.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels?
Yeah.
Oh, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, yeah.
Like, they're just scammers, and he's a scammer.
Yeah.
Of course he's going to keep the money.
Right, yeah.
But was that a Rolls Royce that the dude rolled up in that he tried to get into the back of? Tim? What was the rich dude's car?
Yeah, I don't...
Thought it was a Rolls.
I can picture the shape and the color and everything, but I can't... the emblem.
It had the little insignia that popped up at the top, like Jaguar had the leaping Jag.
Right. But I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
I can't remember what it was. I didn't think it was something like a Rolls Royce, but
you knew it was an expensive car.
Yeah, it was giving off aura of expensive car.
Yeah.
Anything else, Tim?
I don't think so.
All right. So Sam, you picked this movie. It's been on the list for a while.
Mm-hmm.
How did it make you feel, and are you flipping it on?
So this is an interesting one because it's not necessarily that it's bad, but it falls into that category for me that, like, there's better things. So if you want a right. comedy, especially of this era, we've listed a million that you could watch. If you specifically want a comedy heist film with Owen Wilson in it, there's a better one called Masterminds that's actually funny. And it's like more comedy leaning versus whatever the hell they ended up with this one. And so, again, like, it's not inherently bad to me. It just falls flat versus other things in a similar category. So it's a flip off for me.
I would also flip it off. I just kind of was meh.
Yeah.
It was a movie. I love movies from this time. Well, I love comedies from this time specifically. Action films are something to laugh about at this day and age. Just because the CGI was kind of in that weird state of mind.
Yeah.
That being said, this film, I love Owen Wilson. He's one of my favorite just random actors to put into strange movies.
And he has a decent catalog that you could pull from.
Yeah, so there's a lot of other things. Also, if you want a 2004 comedy, just watch Dodgeball. I'll tell you Dodgeball over Anchorman, but I think it's because I owned Dodgeball, so I watched it a shitload.
I was going to say a lot of people would probably say
Dodgeball Anchorman. Is a lot easier to rewatch. Anchorman's great, but like you get it out of your system every so often, right?
Exactly.
Whereas Dodgeball, you can just turn on and just laugh and be like, this is so silly.
Like, it's a Dodgeball tournament in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Ben Stiller is insane.
Yeah. He does a good job.
It's great. It's so good.
And Tim?
Yeah, I'm with you guys. It was meh. Like, there were some funny moments or whatever. Yeah. Like, the very beginning was very like, okay, this could be good.
Yeah.
Right.
And I can't say that it was bad. And maybe it got butchered in editing and all that kind of stuff. True. But
I would like to see the Armitage cut. But the dude is 81.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably not coming 20 years later.
It's not.
No.
Nobody's asking for it.
I know.
Yeah. It's a flip off for me as well. There just are, in any category that this film would fall into, there's better movies that are well worth the watch over this. And if you've seen those, maybe you want to go make your own opinion on it. But I think you're going to just be like, I should have just watched something I've seen before.
Yeah.
I just watched 5 minutes of surfing videos and I wasn't on YouTube.
Weird.
Right? Against my will.
Yeah.
I know. But that being said, the critics gave it a 15%.
Okay.
Audience a 24%. IMDb with a 4.9 out of 10. And Letterboxd, because I couldn't find Google's today, was a 2.4 out of 5.
See, so like IMDb's closely aligns with like my vibe of like 4.9 out of 10?
Yeah.
Like that would be meh, right? At least to me. But like
the
audience. What would you give it like on Letterboxd?
A 3, because I wouldn't watch it again. Like, it's not bad. It's just okay.
Yeah, I would give it a 2.5, but you don't do halves.
So what was it on Letterboxd?
2.4.
Oh, so there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm. It feels weird to say that it's 21, because 21% on Rotten Tomatoes makes me think it's like
15 and 24.
Inherently wrong with it, which like,
right.
I don't know. That seems a little harsh, but. People are harsh. Who's to say?
Well, it's just 24% of the viewers were flip it on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just better than Google's. I don't know. It's weird. That being said, next week, we are actually going to be on a quick hiatus. Next 2 weeks. And then we'll be back with the Springtime with Sigourney. Hopefully that polar vortex does not get everybody.
Yeah, for real.
I've heard it's going to be a bit chilly up north.
The Flipper Flicks Groundhog said that we're having Springtime with Sigourney. So
yeah.
Buckle up. That was us
being like, we did the Dog Days at Cage and now we got to do Springtime with Sigourney.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're manifesting it.
For reals.
Cripes almighty, where my best ferret's at. If you don't get that reference, make sure to go watch Coraline and then come back to me. I'll wait. Welcome back. Thanks for joining me again. I'm actually here to not talk about Coraline. I'm here to talk about our social media. So what do we have on social media? We've got Instagram. We've got that new thing called Threads. And the user handle on both of those is at FlipperFlix. Feel free to follow us there. Like our pictures. Laugh at our memes, make fun of our blurry memes, whatever you would like to do to stay up to date with us. We also have a website called flipperflix.com. Very easy. We try to make it as easy and seamless for you guys as possible. On there, you'll see some of our bios. You can also access the RSS feed to listen to any episode you would like. Get a little bit more in-depth on the categories, as well as the best part ever, you can recommend movies for us. So feel free to fill out a little contact us form. Recommend a movie for us, and we promise we'll attempt to watch it in the next however many years. You can also recommend movies for us straight to our Gmail. Yes, we are old school. We have email at flipperflix@gmail.com. Write us a note. Be like, hey, I dig your show, but I would dig it even more if you watch this movie. Anyway, what else do we have? Well, you know, it wouldn't be a social media segment if I didn't ask you to like and subscribe to our show on whatever podcasting platform you are using. Also, thanks for being here. Thanks for listening to us ramble as I am doing right now. You can like, you can subscribe, you can rate us. We're a 5-star podcast, at least we think we are. So make sure you go ahead and rate us on Amazon, Google, Apple, Spotify, Good Pods, Podchaser. Am I just listing podcasting platforms for the fun of it? Yes, yes, I am. But it remains the mission of you to still rate us. Also, if you subscribe, a little fun bony bonus is that you'll get notified anytime we drop an episode, and we drop an episode on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Although Adam likes to make fun of me because it's not always Eastern Standard Time. There's also Eastern Daylight Time or Eastern Time. Whichever way it is at this part of the year, it's at 1 p.m., all right? On Thursday on the East Coast. So feel free to hang out, check out with us, go ahead and subscribe, and you know, we'd be happy to have you join our little podcast community. We're very grateful. That's all I got. And if you didn't watch Coraline by the time I spewed through all of this, you better go watch Coraline now. Deuces.